This is GabNet, the Great American Broadcast Network. Talk radio like you've never heard it before.
Albert's Public House on GabNet, the Great American Broadcast Network. The citizen panel is open. Rin is the first in on the citizen panel this evening on Albert's Public House. Do you have new headphones or what's going on? I see you holding your headphones.
I'm sorry, Albert. I can't understand you. You're breaking up.
Ah, such is life. I'm breaking up. I have been breaking up for years.
You're getting better.
Yeah, I know. It takes a little while for this to work. It's Albert's Public House. And as I said, the Public House Citizen Panel is open. It's GabNet. All the information you need on GabNet is on GabNet.net. To get on the Citizen Panel, go to Skype, type in GabNet Live, or call 1-347-352-0079. 1-347-352-0079. Just go to Skype, type in GabNet Live. That's the best way to do it. You need to email me. It's radioalbert@gmail.com. Radioalbert@gmail.com. Albert's Public House Live. 9 p.m. Eastern right here on GabNet. Alex Bennett's Ramble, 10 p.m. Eastern on GabNet. It's Thursday tonight, so Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle, as it is every Tuesday and Thursday at midnight. Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
I can't hear anybody.
Oh, you can't hear anybody? Oh, well. Just keep listening. It'll be up eventually. Rob Alfano's,
really
Rob Alfano's GabNet Rewind all weekend on GabNet. Can anybody hear me? No?
You're breaking up, Albert?
I'm breaking up. All right.
Maybe reopen Skype. We'll call back.
Reopen Skype? Okay, I can do that.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, now I can hear.
Okay, yeah. As long as you got me now. Yeah. If you got me now, then that's all that matters. Rin is on the citizen panel. Teresa is on the citizen panel. And I invite you to join the citizen panel as well. Go to Skype, type in GabNet Live, one word, or dial that number that everybody has on the tip of their lips, 347-352-0079. I think they're going to make a jingle out of it soon, so it'll be knocking around your head very nicely. And as I said, Rin is here and Teresa is here, and if you want to join the citizen panel, you can as well. Teresa says she's having problems still.
Rin, is he still breaking it up for you?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. You want me to...
You got her really clear for a minute, and then it started breaking up again.
Right.
Let me close the Skype, and then I will come back and open up the Skype in a second as well. Let's see if that works. You know, one day you have problems, the next day you don't have problems, and we'll see whether this works or not. I'm definitely not going to start the whole thing over because I don't have the luxury to do that. I don't even remember the secret password to get into the citizen panel thing here. Let's see if Skype works a little better now. Usually that helps it out. Skype is open. Rin is there. Hopefully Rin has a better connection. Much better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll play a little of the opening music just so it feels like we started. Is that enough? Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay, well, then that's it. So, the citizen panel is now again officially open. If you'd like to join the citizen panel, Rin is here. Get on Skype, type in GabNet Live, and you can be on the citizen panel just like Rin and Rick, who beat his wife Teresa to the punch. Now, let's turn this off and get to Rick. Rick, are you there, or can you hear
me? I'm here.
Okay, good to know.
Can you see me?
I can't see you, but...
Okay, we'll fix that now.
Well, you can fix that now. And Teresa is getting back on Skype, and there she is right now. Let's add her to the group call. If you want to be added to the citizen panel, as is exclusive of GabNet, you can get into Skype and type in GabNet Live, one word, and you will be part of the citizen panel.
That's okay, Rin. Hi.
I'm saying hi to you too, Rin. It's
hi, everybody. Hi. Hi everybody. You know what? I'm gonna open up my video tonight too. It's very dark in here. It's very, very dark. Rob is even on vacation in New York thing, I think, still. No, he's not. He's home. I thought you were going home tomorrow.
No. We decided to come home. Actually, beat and beat down. Oh. He got the best of me for sure. I'm out of shape.
What the hell did you do in New York that you're out of shape and you couldn't handle New York City?
Crazy walking, crazy. Well, you forget how much walking you do in Manhattan.
That's what we do in New York, man. We walk. We don't take the car anywhere. You walk, or you walk down the stairs to the subway, and you walk a little bit up the platform, get on the train, walk up the stairs again, get outside, walk to wherever you have to go. That's New York. That's the way it goes.
So heck is killing me.
Yeah, I bet.
I've got these heel spurs, these bone spurs.
Too bad. Sorry to hear it.
So we were going to leave tonight after rush hour and decide, you know what, let's get out of Dodge before the rush hour, after the rush hour, and get before the rush hour on the PM side. And so that's kind of what we did. So I'm home.
So you spent the whole day driving back down to your home in Virginia, right?
About 4.5 hours.
Okay, not bad. All right, good. Well, it's good. It's good to see you home. Good to see you on the Citizen panel. And Damian and/or Nicole has joined us as well. And if again, I say, if you'd like to join us, you can get on Skype. Type in GabNet Live or dial the number 347-352-0079 is the number to call to get on GabNet. Now, I don't know. Let's do the.
What's happening?
Oh, come on. Let me get some volume on that so we play.
What's happening?
There we go. So, you probably got a tweet about it today. You probably found out on Facebook. You probably heard about it immediately from somebody. And of course, it's news that nobody really cares about as such, because it doesn't really affect anybody's life as such. But it's so important that you have to know. So let's go over that first. And of course, that news is the fact that that tomorrow will be my last show on GabNet. So that was that a gift? That was one of the worst, strangest guests that I've ever heard. But yes, that is in fact. You thought I was going to talk about the comedian lady? No. Everybody knows about Joan Rivers. I'm giving you.
Okay, well, I didn't hear this, Albert.
Well, probably because it hasn't been said except for now. So you guys are the lucky first recipients of the news. So get on Twitter, get on Facebook, and do whatever you have to do to say that. I've made a very heavy decision to spend more time with my wife and less time, sadly, with the people that I love to be with every night, and that's you guys. I won't say it was a big decision to make. It was a very sad decision to make, but it wasn't a big decision. I really want to spend more time with my wife. It is now after the summertime, and I would be going back to doing Fridays again and whatever other days. And I don't want to spend just 20 minutes with my wife each night. I'm sure Damian and Nicole understand that. I'm sure Rob understands that. I met he and his wife. Rick and Teresa are coupled right there. Rin, you have.
I don't understand. You have furious.
You have a brand new kitty who needs great love. Have we settled on a name yet?
Jack.
Now why Jack? Yeah. Jack Ryan, the super spy.
No, after Will and Grace, that Jack.
Oh, okay.
He was playing last night, and he looked so much like Sean Hayes.
Oh, all right.
Flying around.
Oh, good. Jack. Well, good. So Jack for the next couple of days until you get another name, and then it'll be whatever the next name is for.
I'll email it to
for
you.
Cream. What was he, Creamsicle yesterday?
Creamsicle,
now Jack. And I don't know what it's going to be after that, but I'm sure whoever is on at 9 o'clock will find out. I hope you don't abandon whoever gets in here on Monday. I don't know if Rob's ready yet. Rob, are you ready? You may have already gotten the call from management saying they need you in there immediately. Although I would just move everything up a little bit. You know, I would move the Alex Bennett Ramble to 9 o'clock, 9 to 11, and then the other group from 11 to 12. I'm sure they wouldn't have a hard time doing an earlier slot. And I apologize for causing all kinds of commotion on Gabnet, but such is life. That's not to say that I won't ever be back filling in. Alex and I had a very nice conversation this afternoon. As somber as it was, it wasn't really that somber. I'm sure he expected it at some point. But I gotta move on and do some part-time stuff, and I got a couple other projects in the hopper at this point. And it's really a matter of being with my wife, which is what I want to do. So that'll happen. But you know, it's not to say that we can't email, get an email chain going. Of course, because I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, I was about to say this is the wrong time to get off Facebook. I can't stay on very long, but I'm sorry to hear that you're going.
No, Don't be sorry. Just embrace whatever comes next. This is what life is all about. Facebook has nothing to do with it, because as I said, the real people you're connected with know how to get a hold of you. And I've told you how to get a hold of me, radioalbert@gmail.com. That's all you need. That's really all you need. And I will respond. Ask Ren. Ren, do I respond to every email? Every email,
you
right?
You sure do.
And
even
whatever,
the stupid ones.
There are no stupid emails. There are no stupid questions. There are no stupid emails. And any request you make of me, I will be happy to accommodate as best I can. As Rin again knows,
yes.
I have no problem helping out anybody in whatever way I
got
it.
But good luck to you, and always enjoyed it.
Thank you. And Doug, you know I've always enjoyed it too. I'm glad you were unblocked finally from the craziness and. It's always been fun beating up on you, and I hope to do it again soon. You know, I'll be in and out of touch here and there. Well, certainly in touch. You can get in touch with me, but go to whatever you have to do. And if you can make it in tomorrow night, make it in tomorrow night.
My wife now.
Good for you. That's what you should do. And tomorrow night, of course, is the big celebration. And by that I mean it's Rin's birthday, so that's the that's the big celebration that we're going to have tomorrow night.
Oh, it's a bittersweet day.
Yeah.
Who's taking over your time slot? Is Rob, or is it just going to be open?
Well, I think you're getting it, if I'm not mistaken. That was my understanding.
That's a mistake.
Certainly it's a mistake, but it was a mistake putting me in here too. So, you know, what can you do? It's either going to be you or Jeff or possibly who else?
Oh, and we know how Alex loves Jeff.
Yeah, or Jeff or Josh, I think, is another one.
Josh would be a good one.
No, I don't. I'm not. I'm just throwing out comedy right there. I don't know.
I gotta go, but y'all take care. Good
Thank
luck
you,
to
Doug.
You. Have a great evening.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great evening. That's the story in as much as your programming stuff. And, you know, Alex said, when are you going to say it? I said, I really don't know if it comes up. But then all this craziness about Joan Rivers, I figured, you know, something's got to knock that off, because, you know, she's dead. There's nothing you can do about it. Everybody knows about it, and let's move on. That's the way it is. So if anybody has to say anything, say it now. Get it over with, because we got rest of this hour and then tomorrow, just to have the fun that we need to have. Teresa.
So does this mean our late October get together is off?
Oh no, absolutely not. Is there a late October get together? Because David will not be around in late October. Wait. If you guys are going to be up here, by all means, email me. I'll get together. My wife will get together. As long as my wife's with me, we're okay. You know, we're having a good time. She gets a nice glass of wine. Even a moderate glass of wine she'll be okay with. But she will not drink shitty wine. That I can tell you.
No, neither will we. That's fine.
She will always taste the wine first, and if it's no good, she has no problem saying that's not the one. She'll get at least something that's palatable, and that's all she needs. Me, I could drink, as I told you, I go for the Miller Low Life now, which is a bottle. Well, at least it's in a bottle. A bottle of Miller High Life and a really crappy shot of bourbon or something. So that's fine. But no, if you guys are around in October, by all means, give me a shout. And I'll meet you wherever you want. If you want to go to Kaliba in memory of David, who has not been able to do it this October, and we will wait for him to come to Kaliba with us when he gets back to the United States, which may be by the beginning of the year or something, I don't have a problem with that. I'll get together with you whenever you like. Anybody wants the torture of sitting with me and essentially what it is you're gonna be doing this. This is what we do when we get together.
Exactly.
We're gonna be doing this. Hey, what's going on there? Hey, where did you get that necklace? Hey, what's going? You know what is happening with your job? All this kind of thing. Anything else is inconsequential as far as I'm concerned. If you want to talk about Joan Rivers dying, we can talk about Joan Rivers dying. If you want to talk about anything else, I'd rather hear about your lives. I'd rather hear about what's going on in real people's lives than how the media is affecting anybody, because it really doesn't make a difference to me one way or the other. So that's the long drawn out answer to your question is, yeah, we'll get together. You come up to New York, or if I go to Albany or that area for some stretch of hours, then I will knock on your door. I'll seek you out.
By all means, and knock please on do.
Well, I certainly will, now knowing how good a barbecue chef you are, and smoker and all this other stuff. I definitely will. Look at my super gulp here, and yet it's just water. I just use the cup now. I'm so attached to 7-Eleven. So that's one question down. Anybody else got any questions or what? Or do we go on?
Will we ever find out what your second idea was?
Not immediately, no. That's probably being going to be worked on very shortly and revised quite a bit. But I do have some staff in the works to get that done. It's not an immediate thing, and it's not an important thing either. But those things will be taken care of in time. You know, the problem with me is not unlike my father, and my sister has said this too. She said, you're a Renaissance man. You keep going into different directions and trying new things. And I say, well, what else is life than to try new things? That's what the whole point is. You know, you learn a little bit about politics. You learn a little bit about philosophy. You learn a little art. You learn a little literature. That makes up for a good life. Try good scotches once in a while. Try some crappy scotches once in a while. Then that's the way to refine your palate. So I'll get to the book as well. And I thank Josh for helping me on that. He said he would help me. But there's a couple of things that have come up. The last couple of weeks has been last 3 weeks has been crazy with new stuff, with old stuff, with dying stuff, with resurrected stuff. So and then unfortunately, one of the things I want to resurrect, unfortunately for you guys and for me in this respect, is that I want to resurrect some nighttime hanging out with my wife. You know, she went on a late walk tonight, and she said, I would ask you to come with me, but it would take time away from the show. And I said, well, not tonight, but on Monday night we can do that whenever you want. And we don't mind doing it in the dark. It's dark now because she loves looking at the moon. So that's what I want to do.
Going to be a good time of year to do that.
It's a great time of year to do that.
Starting to cool off.
Nice and cool. A little bit of a breeze, just a little humidity left in New York, but this is the perfect time to do that, so I'm looking forward to it. And while we can, instead of trudging in the snow like we did last winter, you know, we'll do it. Damien and Nicole seem to be dead. What's going on? What's happening? Are you live? Is the mic on? The mic's not even on. I got nothing. I can tell you why something is seriously wrong. Does anybody know why something's seriously wrong with Damien Nicole?
Why?
Because Damien's not smoking like a chimney. where is your cigarette, E or otherwise? Come on, man. Cut it out.
He can't hear you.
He can't hear me?
No, I can hear you, but I can't hear them.
No, we can't hear them. Rob, are you still with us?
Say again?
You're still with us. Okay.
Oh,
I just want to make sure. You haven't said anything.
He was just thinking about how tired he was.
Well, he'll be more tired by next week. Just wait. Have you gotten the call yet?
I have spoken to the...
Okay. The Grand Poobah of GrabNet. All right. Well...
About 4 o'clock or so?
It was after 5 here when I spoke to him, so...
it must have been about that time.
Whatever it was. So Damien and Nicole are with us or no?
Hello.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, there you
are.
Oh, okay, there we go.
All right, so...
Technical difficulties.
That's fine. Damien, why no smoking? What's happening?
Oh, it's over there.
Oh.
But that's, I left her on the other side of the room.
That's part of the question: why is it over there? Why is it not over here? That's
to give up smoking.
Nah, there's never a time to give up smoking. It's vaping. It's not smoking. He's not smoking. So that's the story. 20 minutes shot on that. anybody want to go on to? If I must talk about Joan Rivers, which I really don't care.
No.
You know, it surprises me that people are so shocked about this. Who didn't expect?
Yeah, I mean, she's 81. What is she going to live forever?
She's 81. She's in a coma. She's in a hospital. People saying she's expected to die. Why wouldn't you expect her to die? You know, that's the way it goes. Sad, yes, for those people who are saddened by Joan Rivers' death. I happen not to be. I have no connection with Joan Rivers. Really didn't care for her as a stand-up. She
I liked her old stuff.
Yeah, her old stuff was okay.
Her old stuff was really good.
But she
when she started attacking people.
Yeah, that's it with me. I don't like people being nasty to other people, and I don't think that's comedy. I think that's a cheap way out. So but for the loss of anybody, for their family, it's a tough thing to do, and for them it's tough to go through, but leave them alone. Leave them alone. Let them get through it as they have to get through it. That's that. Any last words, so to speak, for Joan? No?
No.
Ebola? Ebola? Anybody? Let me play this. This may be the last time you ever hear this, unless somebody steals the jingle.
Ebola! Ebola! Don't touch your friend! No touching! No eating something dangerous! Ebola! Ebola! Don't touch your friend! No kissing!
That's it, Ebola. Rin,
I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. You got anything, Rin, for the Ebola in town? Don't touch your friend.
Well, the only new news, I don't have any new numbers, is that another doctor who has Ebola is coming to the United States.
Yeah, isn't
that
great?
He's going to be in Nebraska.
Isn't that great? We're bringing our Americans home. That's great. It's reminiscent of the end of the Vietnam War, bringing the Americans home just like they should be. Yeah. Why is this doctor going to what did he say? Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah. Biocontainment unit at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. What happened to Atlanta being the centers of the CDC? What happened to that? I thought they had all the Ebola preventative stuff going on over there. Why are we putting Ebola people in two different places now?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the articles I've read.
Yeah, what?
It just say where he's going and not why.
I don't get it. I don't understand that. That's very strange to me. Yeah. Dr. Rick Sacra is clearly sick. But he was able to walk onto the plane, dripping, but he was walking on the plane nevertheless. Hey, I didn't make up Ebola. If it's a joke, if it's a joke, it's not because of me. He was probably dripping somewhere. I'm not kidding about that. You know,
there were fluids coming out of somewhere
Yeah. So we'll see what happens to him, whether the magic bullet treatment works for him or not. I don't know. We'll see, I guess, in the next couple of days. Well, I may not be here with you to see, but whoever gets the Ebola jingle will be able to find out. Hopefully, Rin, you'll still be doing updates with whomever is going to be doing the Ebola update. So that's really all we know. What was the latest? What do we have? The latest was about 1,300 people dead of Ebola, something like that.
Since 1,500
dead.
Yeah.
Well,
1,552.
Wow, that's a lot more than I had down on my tally sheet. So.
That's of the 28th of August.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting.
There haven't been any new numbers this week, which sort of surprised me.
Because
they were
why.
Coming out the first of the week and then the middle of the week, and now.
Anybody know why? Anybody know why they're not reporting any Ebola numbers? I think it may be a lot worse than we're being told. That's why we're not getting new numbers.
Go ahead, Rick.
that might be why they took the doctor out of there. Was that it's much worse than we thought.
Wow.
Yeah, they had said a while ago that the numbers that were being reported were way underneath what they think is actually going on, because so many people were concealing the fact that they had it or died of it.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, well, I hope Nebraska has good containment facilities, because that's gonna be a real problem if it gets out of there. And then,
there goes our corn.
Yeah, whoever makes the decisions to bring people out of hot zones into what do you call a non-hot zone? What do you call Nebraska now? What does anybody know the name for that?
Boring.
But well, aside from boring, what was that? An uncontaminated zone, a safety zone, a clean zone. You know,
clean zone sounds right.
I don't understand why anybody would do that, but apparently somebody somewhere knows that this is the best way to do it. Don't ask me why. Anybody else on Ebola? No? Boy, this is the most quiet citizen panel I've had in a while. What about anything else you want to bring up?
Well, I have a question for you, Albert.
Maybe I'll have an answer.
Why did you go off of Facebook?
Because, you know what, I was off Facebook for years until I was out of work at Sirius. And I thought, well, this is going to change. I'm going to need Facebook to be in contact with a lot of people for jobs and stuff. And I have to tell you, there's nothing going on Facebook in that regard. And I've gotten more exchanges on LinkedIn and personal email than I have on Facebook. And the reason I was off Facebook initially was because it just does nothing for me. I have nothing really to add in that same vein that other people put their stuff up. I do not take a lot of pictures. I rarely have anything to say about, you know, my bowel movements or anything personal or bodily like that. So, you know, I don't have any kids as such that I can put up cute pictures or things that they did today or any of that stuff. So as I said yesterday, I have a small, a relatively small family, so I don't need to post things so everybody can see everything about my life. You know, I don't have big parties with my family, so nobody has to really see that.
You can't put clips for sale on Facebook, so.
Well, you know, what I put on clips for sale is strictly for the people who like that kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about, Rick and Teresa, right? So Facebook, you know, it came a time, and, The end of the summer seemed a nice time to wrap things up in a lot of ways, and I wanted to do it for quite a while, maybe since the springtime, but I hadn't gotten around to it, and I said I'm going to do that, and I'm going to clean up some other stuff, and that's just what happened. I just said, good, it's down again, and if it needs to be up at some point, it'll be up. Though I hope by that time, they'll be a competitor to Facebook. So at least we have some choice. At least we have some variety in the kind of personal information we need to see from people.
So, doesn't Google have a...
Yeah, Google has G+, which, you know what, and I am on G+, only in that it Google, the Gmail connects automatically to your G+, and automatically to Gmail, automatically to the Google Calendar, automatically to everything Google. And so as much as people I know that hate Google and think it's the enemy conspiring against them, and it might be, I might be completely wrong about how nefarious they are. It happens to be that I have an Android phone, so it's easier for me to use all of that stuff. Now, why do I see Joseph Hayek is online, has just joined Skype? Maybe that's David's brother. And David, who knows? David may be joining us on Skype via the account of Joseph Hayek. I would turn your speakers down, because probably he's going to be screaming a little bit if he does get on Skype.
It'll be 3 o'clock in the morning.
It'll be 3 o'clock in the morning. That won't stop David, regardless of what state he's in.
No. I think it was on Alex's show. Uh-huh. He did an impression, and it was someone screaming. And the neighbors actually came over and complained.
Here comes Joseph Hayek right now. Let's see if it's Joseph or if it's David. Oh, it's David.
Yay.
Hello, David. How are you? How you feeling? He doesn't hear.
Do you hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yeah, you have to turn down your speakers a little bit, because you're feeding back.
Is it better?
It's better.
Yes.
Are you being quiet because it's 3 in the morning?
Exactly.
Okay, good for you. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Why am I whispering? I don't need to whisper. I'll scream at David if I have to. Now, who is Joseph? Is Joseph your brother, your father,
my father.
Your father, okay. I didn't know whether it was your brother or your son or your father or who it was. And I imagine Joseph is sleeping right now?
No, he's not. He woke me up. That's why I'm calling.
He woke you up? Why did he wake you up?
I don't know, because he's old and he likes to walk around the house.
Okay, well, that I understand. I'm getting old, and yeah, I do walk around the house. Does he wear just underpants like most of us old men do?
Yes, he does.
He does. Good. Okay.
I walk around naked. You know. They're still staying up. They're not dragging on the floor yet. So.
But you don't have a teenage girl in your house that would get freaked out by that. Every time if my wife's daughter is in our bedroom and it's time for me to go to sleep, all I have to say is I'm taking off my pants. Out of the bedroom immediately. I don't even have to reach for the button. All she has to do is hear that, and she's out of the bedroom instantly. So that's not
You should try that in other rooms to see if that'll work.
But I wouldn't
just
do that.
Just say in the kitchen and see if she bolts.
She knows better because she knows I wouldn't do that. That would be disrespectful, and that's not the kind of person I am. But in my domain, in my room, I have the right to take off my pants whenever I want. And I probably would never take off everything or even threaten to do that in front of her because that, even to me, that's creepy. You know, that's just not right.
Set that out, Albert.
Yeah, but to just take my pants off and be in my underpants is fine. That's not a problem. David, what are you wearing tonight? I can't see. Usually I see no top, but I don't know. You have a shirt on, I see.
Yes, I have a shirt.
What the hell are you doing with a shirt on at 3 a.m?
I wore it because I don't want to offend you.
Oh, you wouldn't offend me, believe me. You could no shirt, no underpants, you're fine. So Dad is up, and who else is in the house tonight in Czech Republic?
That's my mom.
Is she up or is she sleeping wisely?
Oh, she's sleeping.
She's sleeping, very good, okay. And are you affected by anything right now? Any beer, any scotch, any Vicodin, nothing?
I have to be good boy in my parents' house. I'm not affected.
Oh, really? My parents wouldn't have cared one bit. They just said, yeah, go crazy.
8 months of not affected?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Now, how long do you have to be sober, so to speak?
Long time.
Long time. That's going to be tough, huh?
Sounds like a life sentence.
I can have like 2 beers a day,
okay.
Which is like, it's like a punishment.
Yeah, that's like taking a shower. Big deal. Who cares?
That's one with lunch and one with dinner.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Does your old man drink at all?
Like a little bit.
A little bit, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought everybody in the Eastern Bloc drinks like crazy.
Everything's controlled by my mom, who's super Catholic. So,
oh boy, no, oh, one of those. Yes, I know them very well. Okay,
my mother drank like a fish. My father was the teetotaler.
But your mother was a super Catholic, like David's.
I mean,
my mother was Jewish.
Oh, Jewish. Okay, yeah.
You should see how they sleep. It's like putting bed into church. You got pictures of Jesus and saints everywhere. Pope doesn't sleep like that.
Do they have candles, votive candles, that kind of thing?
They have everything.
They
have Catholic TV channels as well.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, my ex-wife was Catholic, and she had the cross in the bedroom. I just always found that creepy. Some guy's sitting up there watching me. You know, it made it very uncomfortable.
Some guy, Rick, really?
No, some Jewish guy standing on the wall watching.
You were married to a shiksa?
By the way, this wife is also Catholic.
Oh,
I know,
wow.
But you don't have a cross hanging up anywhere.
No,
that's true.
The only cross we have is in the basement, but that's for a different purpose.
Shut up.
I mean, I love my mom, but to have Bibles and pictures of Jesus and saints everywhere, it's too much for me.
Now, but doesn't your mother know that that you're not the sweet little boy that she thinks you are? Doesn't she know that?
She does, and any conversation we have, you know, is turning to be religious. So it's like like having Pope in the house.
Wow. Well, you know,
Frank Ida Long lives here.
this Pope is very liberal. So your mother should relax a little bit.
She doesn't like him.
Oh, she? Oh, I guess not. Yeah, right.
But he's too liberal.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, Jesus Christ, he likes gays. Oh my God.
Yeah.
My Bible says no.
So your mother not with the homosexuality. She doesn't care for the gay rights.
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, that's the way.
It's videos.
8 months, huh?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I don't know why, but for some reason my flashlight is on my phone, and it has been since the start of the show. Let me turn that off. Not that I need my phone. Nobody calls me.
You
anyway,
got pictures. So. What happened? Suddenly I can see you.
Yeah, I have pictures. It's kind of, do I dare say it? David came in late.
Yeah, you better tell him.
You as well tell him.
David, you came in late. I don't know if you...
If you don't want to tell, don't tell me. I'm just surprised.
No, I'll tell you. I will not be on GabNet after tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the last GabNet show for me.
Come on, what happened?
Well, I as you well know, I have a wife. And I'm going to spend more time with my wife. I had a conversation with Alex, and I have some other things going on that are taking my time up, so I can't do the stuff at the time when I'm with my wife. So I need the time to spend with my wife, and this chunk of time between 8 o'clock Eastern and 10:30, which is when I do the show. And you say, well, what is that? That's 2.5 hours. That you only do an hour worth of show. Yeah, but I prep for an hour. I try to find out what's happening in the world as much as I throw much of that out the window anyway. And then I do the thing here for an hour, and then a half an hour I'll listen back, and I have to transfer something and send it to GabNet so they have it to replay, and I try to cut a snippet out of the show for Rob to play on the rewind on the weekends. Sometimes I can find something, sometimes I can't. Most of the time I can, because it's not up to me. It's what you guys say, so better for me, much easier for me. So it's essentially the thing is that I'm gonna stop as of tomorrow and spend time with my wife, because that's what
that's
I want to
nice.
Do.
Are you gonna do it occasionally?
Well, I really haven't thought about that. I have no problem with doing it, as you well know, but I cannot do it on a regular basis like this, especially 5 nights a week. And I said to Alex that I would have considered doing it at a different time of the day, except for the fact that that I'm going to be doing some other stuff during the daytime, some part-time stuff, so I can't commit to anything. But if there is a need for the...
I have a need for you.
Well, I know. I have a need for you, too. And believe me, David, believe me, and this is a promise, and I've said this before, should there be somebody knocking at the door saying, hey, we want to pay you to do a radio show, I'm in, and you're in with me. So don't forget about that. You're gonna be the, what's the guy, Ed McMahon, or who does Kimmel have? He has a Mexican guy. Rodrigo? What's his name? The Mexican guy.
I forget, but
you know what I'm talking about. The little Mexican guy. And by the way,
I know who you're talking
let me
about.
Tell you something. Ed McMahon or Jimmy Kimmel's guy, nothing on David. David blows them away. David will be the guy who everybody said. And I'll tell you, I think the Eastern European or the whole European contingent in America would love to see that. Let's see a European guy as somebody who's on a regular show. You never see that. Why don't we see that? Especially with the charisma that David has. So, David, that's my promise to you. If that happens, if there's even the slightest bit of money involved, we're in. And then I can tell my wife, no, I'm not holding your hand anymore. I got money to make. Sorry. Not happening. So that's what happened. But as I said at the beginning, radioalbert@gmail.com. That's all you need. You contact me, tell me what's going on, tell me what you need. If you find out that somebody is not going to be doing a show and you wanna rally me, I'd be happy to do it if nobody else wants to do it, if nobody else is there. But I cannot do this much time anymore. You know, I know Alex does, and I don't know how he does it. 2 hours a night, insanity. I couldn't do that. I'd never see my wife, because I don't see her in the daytime. I don't see her when she wakes up. I barely see her. And then she comes home, and she either goes right to the gym, because she does that, and that's what you need in life, or I'm doing something, or something happens for the first hour or so. So by 8 o'clock, we really haven't seen each other, and then by the end of the show, really haven't seen each other for most of the night. So that's really the thing.
I'm very happy that I had to pee at 3:30 in the morning and call you then.
Well, good. So am I. And you'll all take care of each other. I trust. I know you will. That's the way life goes. And I would not have a as good a time with anybody else but the people I've had on the Citizen Panel all these many months since it started. Even in the early morning slot when I was doing what was it called? What was the name of the show called?
I apologize.
When it was called I Apologize. And I got a lot of heat for changing the name to Albert's Public House, but I have to say, I like Albert's Public House better than I Apologize, because I don't give a shit about apologizing. I'm past that. And by the way, it's unlikely you'll see me or hear me on any other radio, because I've pretty much had it with radio too. This is the most fun you can have in radio. Outside of this, forget it. It's the same crap all over again. And I've turned down a couple of things in real radio because I just don't care. It's unimportant to me. It's uncreative, and I don't want to do it anymore. So if you see me again, you'll see me on GabNet or the like. Hopefully, GabNet will be gobbled up by Google, and it'll be GoogleNet. You know, that would be the smart thing to do. Well, who owns
Google
or MSNet? Who owns Skype? Microsoft?
Yes.
I think Microsoft owns Skype. So maybe Skype will be the home of Gab. Skype will continue on GabNet, and Microsoft will realize, hey, why don't we have a talk radio going? Let's do it with Skype with this guy on GabNet. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So that's the story, David. I hope I didn't disappoint you so much.
Yes, you did, but I understand your position.
Okay.
I understand.
Well, thank you.
I would just like to talk to you at least once a month, if you can do it once a month, and let us know.
You can do it. You can do it more than that. We can have our own private conversation, like what got Josh in trouble originally. we can do that on you know, on whatever. And my wife will probably say that. Why don't you get together? She'll be like, yeah, I'm spending too much time with you. Why don't you get together with those people in GabNet? And by the way, I don't mean that in any derogatory way. As David and Rin both know, my wife has messaged both of you. She loves you all, and she listens to the show on a regular basis, and she comments all the time on how great a group you are, including Doug, who she can't listen to, but she says she understands Doug's situation nevertheless. Hello, Charlene, how are you?
Yeah, Albert. Oh my God, I had to go pick my son up, and I was listening.
Oh goodness!
And I couldn't believe that that's it. Tomorrow's it.
Yeah, they're bringing me out behind the barn and shooting me in the head. But it's gonna be a nice, quick one, like
well,
they do with the heifers.
Well, you shouldn't have gone rabid.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Sorry, that's the way it goes sometimes. So
I'm gonna miss you a lot,
well,
Albert. Oh my
God. You know what? Yeah. If there's I told Alex, I said it's this is merely a ploy so that when I come back, the fervor is so hot and heavy that they'll say, "Oh my God, he's back! I gotta listen to him." Yeah, as if. But no, why not get together on a regular basis? I'm not putting it together, by the way. If you want to put it together, you put it together. Whoever wants to host can host. I'm just going to sit in on the panel and drink myself silly and piss myself. So that'll be it won't be
thanks
like
thanks for the warning.
Yeah, it won't be
well,
like
fortunately,
this.
Fortunately, it's not smell-o-vision.
No,
so
no.
Feel free.
Do you know they have that now? I don't
really.
I don't know if you're aware of this. Let me see if I still have the story here. No, damn it, I don't. Well, hold on. Let me see if I have it in my history, because I had a story yesterday about this. Yes, here it is. Here it is. It's the first, it's called the first 4DX theater in the U.S., and it is a hit with audiences. It jerks, it rumbles, it sprays, it smokes, it smells. 4DX, the souped-up theatrical experience that premiered at Regal Cinemas L.A. Live location in June, is outperforming traditional movie theaters according to statistics shared exclusively with Variety. It's a 104-seat theater, first of its kind in the U.S. It played to sell-out weekend crowds and enjoyed a 63% occupancy rate, regardless of the day of the week or the showtime, which is substantially higher than regular theaters. What does it say? The technology's been around for some time, just not in the United States. In 2009, a 4D version of Avatar was released in South Korea, and it was a big hit. What does it say? I don't really know what it does, but I know that it there's movement, there's smell, there's a lot of extra sound. I think when there's some kind of spray or water, you feel that as well. But you make a joke about it, it's here, and it will probably, because Regal wants to be big in cinemas against the other big chains. So we'll see. I'm sure the major cities will have at least one. Look what happened to IMAX. IMAX is, forgive the pun, but very big. And everywhere you go, there's an IMAX theater. Do I really think IMAX is that big a deal? Do we need it? Not really. I'm happy with the 55 inches in my house. I don't really need the IMAX. I think the difference is in the sound. If you got the good sound hooked up to the decent sized screen in your house, you're okay. I really don't need anybody blowing farts in my face or spitting on me or anything like that.
Or beyond the phone.
Yeah. Albert, I'm totally dying to find out what sex with the giant blue woman smells like.
Well, that might be something. If they didn't
Avatar in 4D, man, yeah, come on.
If they didn't have an aroma, then your answer is she doesn't have any smell. She's a lot cleaner than the hookers by the South Street Seaport.
Hey, Albert, I was unaware of.
Well, it's an old joke here in New York. Yeah, Teresa.
I'm wondering if those special effects are sort of the same, along the same line as they have in Disney World.
Something.
Yeah, they had a... I know.
Someone with a little robot.
Star Wars? Star Tours?
Star Tours.
Star Tours. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this one was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, I think it's probably similar to that. 104 seats. I don't know. You could probably put each seat on its own gimbal so it can move a little bit,
or right.
maybe 2 to 4 seats on a separate gimbal so it can move, and then have some kind of apparatus above you so you can feel some
spray
air.
The water.
Yeah, feel some jets of air and spray some water and whatever it is.
They had it where the dog sneezed, out into the audience, and you felt the spray.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they did something.
Like the second coming of Gallagher.
Yeah, right. And maybe they'll do Gallagher 3D as a hologram, and then they'll attach that as well. I don't know, but why not? If that's the kind of entertainment that that we want, then why not? If you're going to pay for it,
I don't know.
Fine.
I think they're 63% filled because it's a novelty. And once wears off, it's going to be the movie. It's got to be good, or else don't get people going.
You're right about that. If the plot is no good, if the movie is no good, then it won't survive the effects. And everybody knows that. And any good director has said, I don't put the effects in because they're going to be spectacular. I put them in as an enhancement to the plot. And if they're bigger than the plot, then the movie's probably not going to be that good. That's the way it is. I mean, look at a lot of 3D movies. Yeah, there's a little bit of 3D, but the movie is shit in most cases,
Right.
And then you watch it on your regular screen and you say, ugh, yeah, I remembered it as being better. Maybe it was just the 3D effects, but the movie is shit. Yeah. So.
And then alternatively, you look at a movie like Jaws, where you know what the special effects are. You've seen them over and over. You know this is a mechanical shark jumping out of the water. But the story is so good and everything else is so good, it really doesn't matter what the special effects are.
The concentration
is not on the effects at all.
It remains probably one of the top five movies of all time. And I watched it the other day again, followed by Jaws 2, which is just it's a horrible movie.
Never even saw
it. But Jaws is...
I read the book.
What, Jaws or Jaws 2?
Jaws and Jaws 2.
Oh,
I read the books.
No, Jaws 2, forget it. But Jaws, every time you see it, it's still a great movie, and you know exactly what's going to happen. You know exactly when Dreyfus is going to say something, and when Quint is going to say something, and when Scheider is going to go in that shot where he moves back in the scene, and the rest of the thing goes out of focus, whatever it is. I mean, exactly, and you still feel that chill. We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, need a bigger boat.
And Quint gets his bat and breaks the radio.
Hundreds and hundreds of times, literally, because it was always one of my favorites, and I watched it over and over and over and over, probably recite the entire thing, and I still get the same feeling every time I watch it.
It is almost impossible to pass by it if you're channel surfing and it's on, because you know what it is. There's no mistaking that movie for any other movie. You know exactly when it's on. You could be passing there. You could be passing 1 second at a time through every channel, and you get to Jaws. You're like, whoa, that's Jaws. I can't leave now.
With Shawshank.
Well, you know, Shawshank was on the other day, too, and that's another one. My wife spotted it while she was surfing, and I think it was the scene right before they got the library. And that's another one that's so good. It's such a good movie.
And Goodfellas.
What's that? And Goodfellas is another one, yeah. Yeah.
Cousin Vinny.
No, I can't. I
hate them.
I can watch it, but it's not a must-see if I stop on it.
You know, you talk about the effects that those movies had on you. There are two movies that I cannot even listen to, and Rick does these voices that I could like kill him. I really literally could kill him.
Well, now he's on the line.
He needs you for the experiments in the laboratory.
Stop it, Rick. Rick. I'm not kidding. The Exorcist.
He said I should come to you, Doc. He said you could change my face.
Oh my God! I'm gonna shut it off.
What are the two movies?
The Exorcist.
Yeah, I'm not fond of The Exorcist. I thought it was okay earlier.
The voice when she's in bed. Oh
yeah, yeah.
And the other one is Silence of the Lambs.
Oh yeah, that's a great movie.
Oh my God! Yeah. Just even hearing the word Clarice, it just makes me cringe. I just.
Give me your best Hannibal there, Rick.
I don't do Hannibal at all.
What the hell are you talking about?
I never studied it. I need to really check it out.
But how could you not do it if you watch the movie so many times?
I haven't watched it a million times. That's Teresa's thing.
Oh, okay. Anybody do Hannibal Lecter? David?
Huh?
David, a census taker tried to test me once. Come on, give me a little Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
Okay, he's sucking up the fava beans in the Chianti.
I'm here alone. I'm not listening to this.
And what about?
By the way, I never liked the movie.
Okay, well, some people don't. I watch it back, and I think it's a bit dated, and that's the problem with it. It doesn't hold up very well as far as time is concerned. But it's still a spooky movie, no question about it. But now, Rick, then give me the Exorcist voice.
Garrus, your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Oh, that's great.
Teresa is going to beat you, and not in a good way.
Charlene, was Charlene doing a little Exorcist too?
Yes, yes.
Give me a little. Favorite, so. What do you have? Give me some. What was it? Megan Hagen. What was her name?
Reagan.
Give me a little Reagan.
Oh, well, I just did it before, but I'll do it again. Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Yeah, why is that the only line that everybody knows from this poor girl?
I know. Why is it the only line?
Nobody knows her after she's...
Shut up your ass.
Nobody knows... Nobody has any quotes from her after she's been exercised. Nobody has any quotes from her before she gets crazy.
Oh, that's... Those are the good parts.
Yeah, only when you're talking to a priest saying your mother sucks cocks in hell. Unbelievable. What else? Anybody with any other movies? Now that we've strayed off the path of boring news in the world.
Well, another movie that I always stop on is Hudsucker Proxy.
I don't even know what that is. I know the name, but
I know what it is.
Is Dustin Hoffman?
No, Tim Robbins.
Oh, Tim Robbins. Well, that's a problem because I'm not really a Tim Robbins fan. I don't care for Tim Robbins, and even worse, his ex-wife. Can't stand her.
Sarandon.
From Rocky Horror on. Susan Sarandon.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Never cared for her. I don't know what it is about her, but I do not like watching movies with her in it. And Robbins. Tim Robbins as well, except for Shawshank. Shawshank's the only movie that I can really sit and watch him in. Others.
What about Arlington Road?
Arlington Road. I don't recall Arlington Road.
That's Kate Winslet, isn't it?
You didn't like Jacob's Ladder?
Was that the one where the guy kept
the entire movie's a trip while he's dying on a helicopter to be taken out of Vietnam? The entire movie is just his near death trip.
Yeah, I think I saw it, but I don't remember it. But that was Tim Robbins.
Yeah, was my first introduction to Tim Robbins.
Probably why I know I saw it. I definitely know
it was
I saw
prior
it.
Prior to Shawshank.
Yeah, like yeah. I saw it, but I don't remember. What's that, Rob?
It's about 20 years ago, that movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's an old movie. No,
about 30 years.
No.
I think it's more than that, yeah.
Sorry.
Like 1990.
What's that, Rob?
I saw it with my ex-wife. That's how I know.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. No, I don't. I can't.
Oh, well, I was on LSD the first time. That's how I know.
You saw a tripping movie while you were tripping?
Yes, I saw Jacob's Ladder while I was on LSD for the first time. No, I saw it for the first time while I was on LSD. Totally by accident, we were tripping, and we went to our friend's house, and he was watching it on his TV, and we got totally stuck there. I got stuck watching this damn movie while I was tripping. It was the craziest thing ever.
Is that the movie where they have a guy jumping from subway train to subway train? Some spirit jumping from a subway train to another subway train?
I don't actually remember.
You don't remember it.
There's this dance scene, and I remember a whole bunch of really trippy scenes, but I don't remember that part.
I can't pick. Rob, what did you say?
And he's not sure if it's the movie or what he was seeing in his head.
It was probably the acid.
It's a controlled near-death situation. Uh-huh. Right? They put him under, and he was in this, like, I wouldn't say casket, but some kind of container where, and then they brought him out of it and somebody else went in. They it's like an experiment movie kind of thing. And what
there's a hiking trail called Jacob's Ladder in Massachusetts.
That one I don't know either. Not
right
even
by Lee, Massachusetts.
Not even on acid would I know that. Sorry. No, I'm not. I don't know a lot of the movies by the guy, so I can't help you on that one. But I will say Shawshank. Yeah, definitely. Definitely one of those movies you don't pass up. Anything else? I it's strange seeing David's nose only. Nose and glasses. I usually see the whole thing. Oh, that's better. Okay.
Now, hey, David, you need to go to church every Sunday morning?
Yeah, that'll happen.
I was reminded 125 times.
Yeah.
Don't you get a dispensation for being sick?
I'm glad my mom is leaving to see her dad. So yeah.
Wait, now, have you gone to church yet with her or no?
No.
That's not going to happen, is it?
It will happen.
Oh, okay. It will happen.
It will happen. I'll bring that book by Christopher Hitchens, God Is Not Great With Me, and it's going to be great.
Oh, boy. Don't piss off your mother. I know you love your mother. Don't piss off your mother. Just do what she says. Go along with her. Embrace her gods.
But her thinking is way out for me.
Yeah, for you. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, don't worry about it. She's going to take care of you. You're going to take care of her, and that's all that matters. And give her the God once in a while. Give her a blessing.
I'm waiting for God to knock on our door in this point.
Well, you don't need God. You just need good medicine. That's all. Good medicine will help you.
And a good attitude
is always good.
You need to pray to Saint Joseph this year. Oh, this is it for everything.
Well, then I'll pray to St. Joseph, too. I don't mind praying. Praying is okay. It's not a big deal, but it doesn't do anything. I have a good outlook. I have a good family, and really that's all you need. And as you can see by looking around you, I've got good friends. So that's really all you need in life. You got happiness if you have that. Nicole, your comment, then we do the last word.
Okay, you know, I just want to say, because I'm not going to be able to call tomorrow, I've got plans that...
Damn it.
I have never been a fan of talk radio until I heard your show. And I know that I've told you this before, but
thank you.
I really thank you. You know, it's been fun. I know I don't really ever have much to contribute to the conversation, but it's the citizen panel has been great, and you kind of turned my views on talk
radio.
Well,
thank you very much. Tell everybody you have a day. You have less than a day to work on it. Tell everybody that they have to listen tomorrow. And if there's an outpouring, a huge swell, an outpouring of people, then I won't go. So that's not going to happen.
I'd love to know if you come back for a night or if you want to do a conversation with the group. I would love to be in on that. I'm sure Damien would too.
Well, then all of you email me. Email me radioalbert@gmail.com. Email me so I have your email address, whatever the most convenient is. And when we do something, I will make sure that you're all contacted. All right?
Great.
Last word, Tom. Teresa, last word on Albert's Public House.
Sad.
Oh, stop it. Damien, last word.
Love.
Nicole, last word.
Goodbye.
Charlene, last word.
Upset.
Rob, last word.
Friendship.
What was it?
Friendship.
Friendship. Nice. Rick, last word.
Good night.
Teresa loved that one. Joseph, what am I? Joseph, it's David. It's not Joseph. I'm looking at his face. It's Joseph. David, Albert. Last word. Albert?
Yes.
That's a good last word. And Rin, the last word on Albert's Public House on Thursday.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Thanks for being on the Citizen Panel. There's another one coming up next with Alex Bennett's Ramble, which is here in just about 10 seconds. And coming up tonight at midnight, it's Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle. So be there for both those Citizen Panels. I will see you tomorrow night at 9. Thanks for being on the panel. And thank you for enriching my life.
Okay. Fuckity bye.